Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tonight, as we come on the air in the West, the dire warning, America bracing for a new surge in the coronavirus following the Thanksgiving holiday. COVID cases hitting a new milestone late today, more than 13 million cases nationwide. Images of Black Friday in the pandemic. Customers in Dallas lining up before 5 a.m. The Mall of America practically silent due to COVID restrictions. One of the busiest shopping days of the year, forcing stores to take new precautions. Tonight, millions of people going against CDC recommendations now beginning to make the return trip home. Sunday expected to be the busiest travel day yet. Hospitalizations hit a record high for the 17th day in a row. And the doctor now predicting if we don't do things right, America is going to see the darkest days in modern American medical history. President Trump tonight doubling down on his refusal to concede the election, despite his campaign suffering another defeat in Pennsylvania. A Trump-appointed judge declaring voters, not lawyers, choose the president. And now President-elect Biden's campaign responding, saying, quote, this election is over and Donald Trump lost. Overseas tonight, Iran says its top nuclear scientist has been assassinated, his car riddled with bullets outside Tehran. Iranian officials blame Israel, calling it an act of state terror. James Longman standing by. The ABC News year-long investigation. After 20 months, Boeing's grounded fleet of 737 MAX jets, now modified, have been cleared for takeoff. Bob Woodruff on the two deadly crashes overseas that forced the planes out of service. The wildfire threat in California at this hour, power cut to thousands of customers as a precaution, and the travel warning as a new system moves across the South. Heavy rain and flooding from Texas to Florida. Rob Marciano standing by. The new COVID outbreak in the NFL, the league's reigning MVP among at least a dozen teammates testing positive. And America strong tonight, like Romeo and Juliet on the balcony, the socially distant wedding in the age of COVID.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and thanks so much for joining us on a busy Friday night. I'm Lindsay Davis, in for David. We begin tonight with the alarming surge in coronavirus cases across the country, as many still lament this unusual Thanksgiving holiday. We're already being bombarded with dire warnings of what will likely come next. The U.S. is now reporting more than 13 million cases nationwide. And as we come on the air tonight, more than 264,000 American lives have been lost. In the middle of the pandemic, Black Friday, lacking most of its traditional chaos as shoppers head to stores across the country, the famed Mall of America, relatively quiet today due to COVID restrictions, many customers opting to do their shopping online instead. Millions of people driving and flying in spite of all the warnings about the risks of spreading the virus and creating a spike in already surging numbers. ABC's Gio Benitez leads us off.
Tonight, crowds gathering for those post-Thanksgiving deals, many determined to shop in person.
I mean, pandemic or not, I mean, it didn't really matter to me. I just didn't get it online, and this was the last resort.
Some stores seeing an early morning rush of shoppers, but many were largely empty, a very different Black Friday. The CDC warning shopping in crowded stores puts you at higher risk of catching COVID-19.
No, I'm not nervous about it, and yeah, just as long as we keep our distance, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't get it.
To keep people safe, businesses ramping up curbside pickup, limiting capacity inside, and making sure customers wear masks. Officials in Vermont telling residents who held Thanksgiving gatherings with people outside their own household to take urgent action to stop the spread.
If you have had one of those gatherings yesterday, that you shouldn't send your kids to school next week.
And now, people heading home, nearly 7 million flying for the holiday since last Friday, tens of millions on the road. Experts warning this could cause a surge upon the surge already underway.
My concerns for the next 6 to 12 weeks is that if we don't do things right, America is going to see the darkest days in modern American medical history.
More than 90,000 Americans now hospitalized with COVID, breaking the record for the 17th day in a row. Ohio's former top health official breaking her silence to the Columbus Dispatch, comparing this stage of the pandemic to the sinking Titanic.
To get out of this, we have to slowly move a dimmer switch, because every time we open up, it is guaranteed that we will increase the spread of this infection.
The virus claiming nearly 11,000 American lives this past week, about one person dying every minute. The crushing loss taking a terrible emotional toll.
It's been really difficult to watch my colleagues and sort of see them trying to hold space and support family members as they are caring for their loved one.
Nearly 3,400 people hospitalized with COVID in Indiana, a record, up 103% in the past month. Some hospitals running out of beds.
All but one of these patients have COVID on this unit. It's a 13-bed unit, and we are completely full up here.
The virus infecting 13 million people, but the CDC now saying the number of infections through September might have been far higher, 8 times higher. New infections rising nearly 20% out west in the last week. 4 states, including California, hitting record highs.
This disease is no joke.
In San Antonio, Paul Rodriguez, a 52-year-old father, got infected in July.
No pre-existing conditions, and then, you know, all of a sudden I'm hospitalized and I need a double lung transplant.
It was pretty obvious that that his days were numbered, and that if we didn't agree to do something, he was not going to make it to see this Thanksgiving or this Christmas.
Paul's double lung transplant just 6 weeks ago, so far giving him a new lease on life.
Love to hear that applause. Gio Benitez joins us now from New York City. And Gio, we know the vaccine cannot come soon enough. And you've just learned that CDC officials plan to meet next week for a key vote.
Yeah, that's right, Lindsay. CDC advisors are going to meet on Tuesday. They're going to look at the data and decide who should be getting that vaccine first if it's approved. Also tonight, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that United Airlines is using charter flights to get Pfizer's vaccine into position for rapid distribution. But again, that is only if federal regulators give it that green light, Lindsay.
Gio, thanks so much. We move on now to President Trump suffering yet another stinging legal setback tonight. A federal appeals court tossing out his election challenge in Pennsylvania. A judge the president put on the bench delivering the harshly worded opinion. Here's ABC White House correspondent Rachel Scott.
Tonight, a judge President Trump appointed himself, handing him a searing defeat in Pennsylvania, even as the president insists the race is not over.
You're going to see things happening over the next week or two that are going to be shocking to people.
But after weeks of trying to overturn the results of the election, his legal team has come up with nothing. No credible evidence whatsoever of widespread voter fraud. In Pennsylvania today, the federal appeals court ruling his claims have no merit. In a blistering 21-page opinion, Judge Stefanos Bibas writing, calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. The judge is rejecting the president's efforts to win in the courts what he couldn't win at the polls, saying voters, not lawyers, choose the president. And voters chose Joe Biden. Trump lost the election by more than 6 million votes. Still, he is refusing to concede, though he did say he would leave the White House if the Electoral College voted for Biden.
So if the Electoral College does elect President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that.
Rachel Scott joins us now from Washington. And Rachel, the president's lawyer, Jenna Ellis, says their next step is the Supreme Court. What are you hearing now from the Biden campaign?
Lindsay, Biden's team telling me tonight that those lawsuits are desperate and meritless, making it clear it does not change the fact that Joe Biden won this election and the president-elect is moving forward with the transition. He is expected to announce members of his economic team next week. Lindsay?
Rachel Scott, thanks so much. Overseas tonight, major developments in Iran. The Iranian government is accusing Israel of assassinating the country's top nuclear scientist. Gunman opened fire on his car outside of Tehran. Iran is calling it an act of state terror. The incident places a new burden on the incoming Biden administration. Here's ABC's James Longman.
Tonight, Iran says its most senior nuclear scientist has been assassinated near the capital, Tehran. Iranian officials say Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was ambushed in his car by what they call armed terrorists, spraying the windshield with bullets. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. He's the man Western intelligence think was behind the country's covert nuclear weapons program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about him in May 2018.
This is how Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, head of Project Ahmad, put it. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh.
Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, has called the killing an act of state terror, accusing Israel of being behind it, although tonight neither Israel nor the Pentagon is commenting. Israel was widely blamed for four other assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists between 2010 and 2012. Fakhrizadeh's killing comes as concerns grow over Iran's uranium enrichment activity. That was what the now severely weakened Iran nuclear deal, from which President Trump withdrew, was meant to stop.
James Longman joins us now from London. And James, Joe Biden has signaled that his administration would rejoin that nuclear agreement with Iran, but any Iranian retaliation for this attack could complicate that.
Yeah, that's right, Lindsay. And tonight, Iran is already vowing revenge. And this puts President-elect Biden in an awkward position because the Middle East, it's already in a tense situation. This pushes the situation there further to the edge just before he takes office. Lindsay.
James, thanks so much. And now to the year-long ABC News investigation into the two deadly crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX jets. The tragedies grounding the fleet worldwide for nearly 2 years. The first jets are now scheduled to return to the sky 1 month from tomorrow. Here's ABC's Bob Woodruff.
Boeing 737 MAX, once the fastest-selling jetliner in Boeing history, now cleared again for takeoff after two deadly incidents. October 29, 2018, a Lion Air flight departing from Jakarta, Indonesia, plummeted into the Java Sea. 189 souls aboard perished. Just 4 months later, 157 people were killed when an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed. Both incidents blamed in part on flight control software called MCAS.
So it was MCAS, it was the computer against the pilot.
Yes, and the way MCAS was designed, it was given the control authority to do it as many times as necessary. In other words, it was given the power to try to kill them, essentially, until it finally succeeded.
Boeing's fleet of 737 MAX aircraft grounded worldwide, prompting a congressional investigation and a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice. Amin Tamrat lost his father on the Ethiopian flight.
What really shocks me is their greed. I don't know how they can still, you know, sleep at night.
Since then, Boeing told ABC News they have made a series of meaningful changes to strengthen our company's safety practices and culture, as well as updating the flight control system. MCAS now relies on two sensors and will only activate a single time, and pilots will also be required to complete flight simulator training.
I do think the 737 is a safe airplane. This MCAS thing was bad. I think that trust is going to be really hard to get back at this point.
Families of those who died in the crashes are outraged. Nadia Milleron and Michael Stumo lost their daughter, 24-year-old Samia, in the Ethiopian crash. They have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the company.
This is Samia's room. I can't believe that this is remained untouched for more than a year. I look for Samia all the time. I call Samia. Sometimes I'm in the house by myself. I just shout, Samia, Samia, where are you? Where are you, Samia? But yes. Boeing took her.
Just haunting to hear that. Our thanks to Bob Woodruff. Now to the NFL and college football, both facing COVID outbreaks. Baltimore Ravens quarterback and NFL MVP Lamar Jackson is reportedly among a dozen players who tested positive for COVID-19 this week. The Ravens' Thanksgiving game against the Steelers has been postponed now for a second time. And Ohio State head coach Ryan Day has also tested positive. He's currently in isolation and will not be with the team tomorrow in Illinois. Wall Street is ending its record week on an up note. The Dow gaining 37 points, finishing just short of 30,000. The Dow hit that milestone on Tuesday. Still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Friday. The holiday travel warning. The storm moving in as millions prepare to head home. Rob Marciano is standing by.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg.
a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now to the holiday travel warning. Heavy rain and possible flash flooding from Texas to Florida this weekend. Drivers already facing heavy rain in Houston today. And the wildfire threat in California leaving thousands of customers in the dark. Let's get right to ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. Rob.
Lindsay, we've got another 24 hours of dangerous fire conditions across Southern California, so red flags remain up. Take a look. Low levels of humidity and winds will continue to be gusty. I think the winds will die down tomorrow afternoon, but until then, any spark is going to spread a flame. All right, we've got that rain you mentioned, Houston and New Orleans, another wave developing along that front. Heavy rain tomorrow lifting into Alabama, Mississippi, then Georgia, the Carolinas during the day on Sunday. Winds really winding up over New York. I-95, you're traveling there. Monday is going to be a problem. Then the big time cold coming in behind it with a little bit of snow. Look at this. Nashville and Tupelo with wind chills in the teens and 20s by Tuesday morning. Lindsay?
Rob, thanks so much. To the index now, online spending on Thanksgiving Day reached a record $5.1 billion. That's up 21% from last year. Here's ABC's Deirdre Bolton.
Tonight, the pandemic is changing everything, including the way we shop for the holidays.
What we're seeing with retail in the holiday season, in light of the pandemic, is health and safety is by far the number one priority.
For many consumers, that means shopping online. To try to keep up with the rise in demand, UPS is hiring 100,000 seasonal employees and FedEx another 70,000. Amazon announcing it is giving its frontline workers special holiday bonuses totaling more than $500 million.
We've created jobs and opened 200,000 jobs since September alone, so we can make sure that we are delivering for our customers and not compromising the health and safety of our employees.
And this year, the pandemic is influencing what holiday shoppers are buying.
Home goods doing super well. Outdoor stuff. People are going to be stocking up on outdoor heat lamps to extend the season. And then I think you're getting people who are buying the obvious PPE, the masks, and home UVC sanitizers.
No matter what you're buying, experts say plan a budget, stick to it, and do not shop last minute. You're likely to feel pressured and blow through that budget. Lindsay?
Deirdre, thank you. And as more Americans plan to shop online this holiday season, a warning tonight about package thefts. Police in Richmond, Virginia have released new images of a suspect they say stole packages from multiple homes while dressed as an Amazon delivery driver. Amazon tells ABC News the man is not an employee, but they will continue to investigate. Police are urging residents to have packages sent elsewhere if no one is home or request a signature. And the record-setting demolition oversees 144 floors of Abu Dhabi's iconic Mina Plaza demolished in just 10 seconds, setting a new world record for the tallest building demolished with explosives. And finally tonight, America Strong, this Southern California couple going to new heights to get their fairy tale ending after the coronavirus derailed their original plans.
We are gathered here on this beautiful day.
Much like the play by Shakespeare, this story begins with two young star-crossed lovers professing their love from a second-story window.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I be wed.
I be wed.
But unlike Romeo and Juliet, this has a happy ending. Patrick Delgado and Lauren Jimenez dated for years, planned their wedding for months, changed the venue 3 times due to COVID, but then 5 days before the wedding, Lauren tested positive for COVID-19.
It's no joke. Like, COVID is not fun.
But alas, love endures. And on the very day their marriage license was set to expire, with Lauren quite sick, isolated in her bedroom at her parents' house, they got hitched.
It would be like a fairy tale. I'm like, I guess.
With Patrick proclaiming his love from the ground below, it was part Romeo and Juliet with a touch of Rapunzel. Instead of her hair, Lauren let down a 30-foot floral ribbon, something for them to have and to hold since they had to be socially distant.
I am delighted to pronounce you, Lauren and Patrick, as wife and husband.
But for now, the fairy tale is on hold.
Like, the ceremony was over. I was, like, back in bed.
We still have yet to see each other. We're still waiting for that day.
For me, at least, is being able to kiss him, because we didn't get our, like, first kiss of, like, as husband and wife.
Already excelling in sickness and in health part, the couple says it will be 3 weeks before they're able to begin their happily ever after together.
At the end of the day, it's just about us.
It's about the marriage, not the big wedding.
That couple told us if they can get through 2020, they can get through anything. So true for all of us. Quite the inspiration.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.